Want to thank J.J. Watt for being on the show and crushing me for saying, what did
Topanga?
I call it? Topanga? Is that,
Mark,
is
really?
That really that bad, Topanga?
I like that he was just spinning in his chair the whole time.
I've never done that.
I was getting dizzy just watching
him. I've never done that. Now I'm going to start doing it.
Yeah.
If J.J. can do it, actually,
we'll do the J.J. in our chairs. Yeah, no, so. He was a great sport. Took lots of pictures afterwards.
He was awesome, and he loves that old TV stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's competitive. He does not want to lose that game.
I know. Okay? That's good. I like that.
Did very
we
well.
Made him hard, too, so he needed a few of the hints.
Got into the intricate episodes.
Yeah. You know what else is hard?
What?
Working out.
Yeah.
And this week, Fitz talks about planks on Fitz Tips. Check it out.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
Coach, planking became this huge worldwide phenomenon. Is it really that effective? And how long should you be planking? What's also the best way to incorporate it into your workout?
Well, planks are great. They're great exercise. They're a great stabilizer for your whole body, especially your core area. And how long is really your level of strength and fitness? Because I just YouTubed a video on planks, and a Marine who was raising money for veterans who were injured serving our country planked for 5 hours and 45 minutes, which to me, I think a minute's good. And we have our guys, I'm going to tell them the story, but we have our guys do three sets of 1 minute, and sometimes we'll add weight to their back to make it a little harder. But a plank for a minute, maybe 1 to 3 sets, is excellent.
Start your day with a healthy breakfast, including low-fat and fat-free dairy.
Wait, we didn't demonstrate the plank. We never did that. So you go like this, and you plank.
I like the story about the guy that did it for that record amount of time. So
yeah.
Make you really feel like a failure.
You know, if I could watch Game of Thrones or something while I'm doing that, I might be able to hang in there a little bit longer, you know? That might be pretty cool.
Nah, planking is a lot harder than it looks, Mark.
It is.
You should try it. I mean, I don't want to discourage you.
Yeah, not tonight. Anyway, coming up right now, not next, but now, your fantasy football league team stinks, but John Harris can certainly help you.
We are approaching playoff time in fantasy football. Of course, every week it's playoff time. At FanDuel, it's time for your FanDuel formula. And I got three value plays for you to add to your waiver wire or to pick up this week when you are playing on FanDuel. I'm going to start with a rookie, Thomas Rawls, Seattle running back. This guy is the new beast mode. Now he's facing Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a pretty good defense, but it's up in Seattle, and this guy has been running people over. I'm telling you right now, it's $6,300. This is excellent value for a guy that will give you a lot of value. Let's go to another rookie, Jamison Crowder. Yeah, little guy, wide receiver, but he's cheap and productive. And facing the New York Giants, yeah, they've given up a lot of points and a lot of yards this year. At $5,400, this might be the best value on the board for Jamison Crowder. And last but not least, Tyler Eifert, tight end, Cincinnati Bengals. The guy is a red zone killer. That means he's scoring points for you. And at $6,200, he's pretty inexpensive against the St. Louis Rams at home. You can bank on a touchdown for Eifert, the Bengal, this week. There you have it. There are your three value plays this week. If you want to join me, HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass. Play FanDuel Formula.
You know, I finally figured out where John Harris gets his information from. Vanderkid. Yes, because Vanderkid picked up Thomas Rawls earlier in the week, and John Harris has him on the show tonight. That's a little strange to me. Okay?
I have Thomas Rawls, too, but he was on my bench because I thought Marshawn Lynch was starting. So
you know
now
much?
I know.
DeAndre Hopkins this week on FanDuel costs like $1 billion or something. Like,
yeah, you might want to start him for just here on out. A fantasy tip for all of you.
Yeah, thank you. That's very educated.
Just trying to help where I can.
Yeah. You know what? We've got the Saints tomorrow, and that's going to be a fun one. And then next week, Burr going to Buffalo.
It's already cold in Buffalo, so imagine a few weeks from now.
It's been cold for 2 months in Buffalo.
Didn't you have a game where your ink froze in your pen?
Yeah.
Are you worried about this now?
I actually had a game once where we're in Chicago, and my pen stopped writing, and I thought, why did it stop writing? The ink froze in my pen. I had to jab my pen into my glove to keep it warm enough to use. I like to drink water during the broadcast, and it was just pure frozen water. You know, we had to keep water in the cooler to keep it warm enough to drink. It was an opposite effect there, to keep it above 32 degrees. It was just a bizarre thing.
But these cold games are exciting to watch, though, aren't they?
The snow and the chill.
It feels so football-like, and it reminds you of playoffs.
But, you know, the Texans have done well historically in cold weather, so that should be pretty good next week. But don't look ahead.
Don't look ahead.
Look at tomorrow. The Texans and the Saints. Want to thank J.J. Watt for being on the show. Thank you, crowd. Have a great night and go Texans.
Woo!